Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter. It is the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. What else?
Right. Yeah, it is.
Today, we're talking about improvements, and we continue to improve and evolve in this business, and we just thought we'd share a few of those things with you today.
And we're always evaluating what we do, and we do welcome your comments and feedback about our products and what we're doing, and that really kind of drives where we're going, because
it's
not a good business if we're not pleasing our customers.
And we have had excellent suggestions from customers, and we've tried to meet those needs.
Yeah, we can't do all of them, but we try what we can.
And we're really finding that our niche is small batch, handmade, high quality products.
To meet the needs, it seems in general, most of the people that are drawn to our products, and there is not going to be one business that's going to meet the needs of every person.
No.
It seems like in general, the people that buy our products are people that maybe have smaller families or live alone, and they don't need massive quantities of anything.
They don't. Or what we have found is those who do buy mass quantities are buying those as gifts for those who, in their families or in their world of connections, need those just smaller items.
Right. Let's just say right now I'm a little bit distracted by the light in here.
Okay, here we go.
I'm so sorry, but I must digress a bit.
Please, digress away.
I am. Okay, so Julia and I both have kind of different need for light.
As in, I need some?
Well, I like natural light.
I'm all about natural light, if we have it.
I know. But
it's dreary.
I hate overhead lights. I can't stand them. They just make me cringe.
There's no overhead light in here.
I know there's not. But right now, the studio has brand new lights and apparently brand new light bulbs.
Yes.
But I feel like I'm sitting in an airplane right now.
Okay, let me explain. I had two lamps in my studio. That is an all-purpose studio. It's where I write. It's where we record our podcast. It's where
I rarely come in this room.
Exactly. You come in basically to record the podcast.
Right. I try to avoid it.
So generally, it's my space. And when we moved into this house, we've kind of just started moving and putting things where they could go. And I had two lamps. And they, both of them took like a 40-watt bulb.
Oh, right.
So I had like a combined
200 watts or
they
something.
They were not even close.
Like floodlights.
So I had in two opposite corners, 40 watts.
Okay, whatever. It was plenty.
It was not
And we
plenty.
Have a window. There's a window here.
Yes, there is a window. It is gorgeous. But I wanted some light in here because I work in here at night a lot and it's dark. It gets dark at night.
That's true. I'll agree with that.
Okay, we agree.
Okay.
So in one of our recent trips to Menards, where we were getting mass quantities of building materials, I threw in a couple of new lamps.
Floodlights.
They're not floodlights.
I'm looking right now at three blinding lights, so I have to put on my shades.
Oh, and you're going to want to see the picture of that.
Oh, they're awesome. Everyone's going to want some. So anyway, I digressed.
Wow.
So we're talking about products here.
Yes, we are talking about products. But, you know, I mentioned we went to Menards and got new materials for the mercantile. We have outgrown our space already.
Yeah, we have. We didn't even know if anyone would show up in our space.
We didn't.
And we have actually increased it twice from what we thought we were going to do in the very beginning of deciding, let's have a little mercantile and see how that goes.
And in doing this, we do virtually all of the work ourselves.
Mm-hmm, we do.
We had the building set, and we had a portable building, but now we're finishing out the inside. We had some help with the original ceiling as we get that system going, but we've been working on that again ourselves this past couple of weeks.
Right. Yeah, we have. And we had some of it done before we were open last week.
Yes.
Pretty rough. We still had building materials and we didn't have a ceiling. You know, there was a lot still to do. But considering my dad is still in the hospital, I think today makes about 30 days that he's been in and out of the hospital. So we've been doing a lot of traveling, working, both of us working, and trying to manage the business.
So we're finding a lot of ways to squeeze tasks, break them down into chunks that we can squeeze into whatever available time we have.
Yeah. So whenever we have a few minutes, and yesterday we had, I don't know, a couple hours maybe.
About that.
And so we got a little more done. Actually, we got quite a bit done considering the amount of time we had.
We did. So the ceiling is virtually finished.
Mm-hmm. All but trim and a little bit in the back section, which we'll have to wait and we're going to do something different there.
So each time the mercantile is open over this winter of 2018-2019, we will continue to make those improvements each opening. We'll do a little more.
Backing up a little bit further, a little bit further, and eventually the whole building will be mercantile.
It will, which of course leads to we need another storage facility.
Right, yeah. We always do. So
you just can't have a big enough storage.
Yeah. This week we've not only worked on the Merc, but we try to do some seasonal items with the holidays coming up. We have a lot of people who prefer to buy from small businesses. And I tell you, we really appreciate that.
We do appreciate that.
So for holiday gifts and other gifts, we have people that are interested in some of our balms and some of the other things that we sell. So this week, I think it was a genius idea.
Of course it was.
It was mine, of course.
No objection from me on this one.
I'm just joking. So I decided to come up with this candy cane beak balm for the holidays.
How perfect is that?
Yeah. So the house smelled amazing. You know, I have to say amazing about 30 times. So
right, as in the Amazing Granary.
Right. So we have this new product now. Julia made labels for it, and it'll be ready for next week. We'll get a start on November 10th. We will start selling the Candy Cane Beak Balm.
So get out here and get one of these new flavors.
Yeah, brand new. Just made. I think I made them Wednesday, I think.
So you are going to be able to enjoy these throughout the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I like the flavor. I mean, it's peppermint. It's peppermint oil. So, you know, candy cane is just kind of get people in the mood for the holidays.
I can't believe the holidays are coming up already.
I know, it doesn't even seem possible.
Unbelievable.
So what else have we been doing?
Let's see. Well, it's November as we record this. And one of the things I've been doing for several years, to varying degrees of success, but I have been participating in NaNoWriMo. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who don't know what that is, NaNoWriMo is the National Novel Writing Month. It's at NaNoWriMo.org. I dropped that in the show notes for anyone that's interested in following thousands and thousands, maybe even in the millions, of writers.
Zillions.
Gabillions.
Okay. I think we've gotten a little carried away, but a lot.
There's a bunch.
Yeah.
It is an effort to encourage people to write a novel, at least get their first draft done within November, is 50,000 words. That's 1,667 words a day, which is a lot for me.
It is a lot.
But I have done it before and I am doing it again. Now that The Long Road to Market is complete and available, mm-hmm, along with Simply Delicious.
We sold out of Simply Delicious last week and we're getting really low on our supply of Long Road to Market, but we got a shipment this week.
We did.
So we're stocked again.
We are stocked. So you can pick those up at the Mercantile when we're open, or you can get it on our website or on Amazon. Both of those are available there. Digital versions if you get it online. And I'm now working on a novel. This is something that I've toyed with off and on. Like I said, one November I did do a draft that's still sitting on the shelf. But I am drafting the first in a series that will be fiction and based here on the farm.
That's going to be fun.
So you will be able to read this imaginary tale and then come and see the real place of where it happened.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
So there will be real parts and fiction parts, and you'll have to come out and see if you can tell which is which. So that's what I've been up to and what I will be up to. I'll try to give some updates on each of our podcasts through November. And of course, then will come the editing, but.
Right. So we will have some special products for probably at least through December. We will also have some holiday cat toys because we have a lot of people who buy stocking stuffers from us for both their friends, family, and their pets.
They do. And we will have some really cool fabric that we are going to make cat toys out of.
We will.
I think that's our update.
We are still in touch with Whitaker Beef.
Oh, yes.
And they will be participating in the Farm Fresh Mercantile dates. We're not exactly sure when. We're trying to get everything worked out with that, but we've been in touch with them. They've been out here just to check out the place and make sure that we have everything that they need to do their part of their business. But we're excited to have them at the farm.
We are excited. So watch Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
As soon as we know.
We'll have that out so that you will know what time they'll be here and you'll be able to order ahead online.
Right. You order online just like you do our scones. Kind of you have to order ahead. And
I will drop their website in the show notes as well. So you can see that and get orders and know when they're here.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. It'll be nice to have another little business right here. And
absolutely.
A lot of people in Charleston really enjoy their products. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.